Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cliff Kingsbury met with the media. Before I get to the comment he made and what we wanted to talk about, has Cliff had a better year than we've given him credit for, do you think? We were beating up on him pretty good 2-3 weeks ago. The offense has started to turn it around a little bit as they've gotten healthier. And you take inventory now and you kind of take a step back, look from 10,000 feet, and you say, how sure are we that he hasn't gotten a lot of juice out of an orange that didn't have much? I mean, if really this was all about injuries, and you look at where they're ranked now, it's not like he had a terrible season as a coordinator. I've been frustrated with some things. My problem right now with their offense is that Cliff just refuses to adapt to some of the things around the league that are very successful. I think they need to be under center more. I think they need to go 12 and 13 personnel, play action, roll in the pocket, boots more. He doesn't really have any interest in doing that, and so this is just what it's going to be. You're going to line up and gun. You're going to occasionally be in pistol. You're going to run spread and do the horizontal raid. But if you look at some of the numbers, they're number two in the red zone with all the weapons that they haven't had at times this year. In terms of overall rankings, they're 11 in EPA per play. They're 12 in yards per play. They're 13 in third downs. They're 10th in fourth downs. I think a lot of coordinators in this league would have had worse numbers with the cast that they've been operating with and a backup quarterback starting for half of the season than Kingsbury's had.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Just given what we saw last year and how good it was, this is certainly a big step back from that, and you went through the reasons why. Yards per play, they actually come off pretty well. They're tied for 12th with a handful of teams that are right in that bucket.
Which is to me, among non-deep dive analytics, that's the best stat. You line up, how many yards do you get on any given play?
Yeah, and they're pretty middle of the pack in that regard. And given, as you said, no Terry McLaurin for 80% of their games, no Austin Eckler for most of it, very little weaponry at times, backup quarterback, everybody kind of being on to you, no deep threat of any sort. Yeah, that's actually not too bad. It's the points that I think really kind of screw them. They haven't scored. Even though they've moved the ball decently well, even without, again, with all the usual caveats, if you were middle of the pack in all those numbers, if you were, say, 17th in points, I'd go, yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of a corollary. I think they're 24th in points scored
as an
offense.
Phenomenal in the red zone, though.
Once they get there, yeah.
So that tells you a couple things. I think they've had more long drives to go on because of their defense.
Yep. No, and no turnovers, no short fields ever.
Never short
ever.
Fields.
Yep.
Because you don't get any takeaways, and when you do, it's almost never in plus territory. To the other side of that token, I guess, their return game is great. Kick returns, specifically punt returns to a lesser extent, but, I mean, they're one of the best kick return units in the NFL and one of the best starting field position units in that regard in the league. Almost every single week, they've got a drive starting past the 40-yard line or something like that. So maybe you give some, you lose some there. But I would say overall, while I have my annoyances and things that I wish Cliff did a little bit differently, and when it's going well, they don't matter, and when it's not, you get a little more frustrated. It's like a marriage. It's like when you're having one of those weeks where you're just in a bad mood, all of a sudden, the thing that, your husband not doing the dishes maybe bothers you a little more. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And right now I'm going, come on, man. We can't ever get under center. We can't run any plays like all the good offenses do in the league. But If you just told me no Terry McLaurin almost all season, no Noah Brown almost all season,
you're going to suffer, yeah.
Debo's going to be banged up for the better part of a month where he's not quite himself. No Austin Ekeler as your outlet. Really, the only area that's going to be unimpeded by injury in any way on the depth chart is the offensive line. There's going to be some flux there at left guard anyway. And you're going to be just outside of the top 10 in offense with 5 weeks to go and Jaden Daniels played half of the season. I would have signed up for that sight unseen. I wouldn't have said, no, I'll do with, let me see what's behind the other door. That is an easy sign up for that spot.
I would say so. I mean, again, given all the dramatics around, given everything that's gone as bad as it possibly could have, you're right. On a binary, I would have signed up for that. Where, yeah, am I middle of the pack on offense for the most part? I'd say yes, and let's see how how will I stay afloat. Again, the thing we talk about a lot is if their defense was just regular, not good. Not even talking about good. Not even mediocre. Not even average. If it was regular, not good, in the low 20s with an occasional turnover, they probably win two more games at some point,
at least.
Or yeah, at least they're not getting blown up by 25 each and every week, right? For a month plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Complimentary football is not a thing that you get to benefit from if you're Cliff Kingsbury either to that point.
No.
You know, every coordinator in the league knows on both sides of the ball, I'm not just talking offense here, but you are made better by the guy in the building coaching the other side of the ball, or you're made worse by that person. Sometimes I think that their defense has it harder because of their tempo, because Cliff Kingsbury's not in the huddle. By the way, their percentage of non-huddle plays is so much higher than anybody else's. It looks like it belongs on a Saturday. And I kind of like no huddle, but they do it even to the extreme more than I would. But their tempo can put a team in a bind. I remember one time talking to Kyle Shanahan about this years ago when he was the OC here. And I brought him some numbers, and I'm like, hey, help me with this. And I showed him what Washington's offense was doing with tempo as opposed to not with tempo. And I'm like, here's what you guys are doing with tempo. It was one of the highest rated everything in the league.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, here's what you're doing when you're not using tempo. It was not good. And I said, but you're doing it at this rate. And it was middle of the pack at best. I don't remember all the specifics. And I remember him saying to me, like, yeah, I love it. Like, I want to do more of it. But right now, we don't have a defense that can survive if we're out there going three and out potentially and giving the ball right back to an offense.
And our whole drive takes literally 1 minute. We can't do that.
And I just remember thinking, okay, so they know they could be better on offense if they did it this way.
Mm-hmm.
But they think that overall, the product for the team might suffer from that. And it does feel like Washington, at least from a play calling, tempo, no huddle standpoint, is going, everything else be damned. Let's turn up the faders as best we can on what's best for the offense sometimes. And I think that makes it harder on a bad defense.
I think that's true. But my only counter to the counter, and it's a good point, is it's not as if they're always snapping it with 25 seconds left on the play clock, right? They can go no huddle, but how many times does the referee walk up to the line of scrimmage and go, I'm the letter T, everyone has to wait, and they're still snapping it fairly low. They're just not huddling. in between.
I'd have to look this up. The last time I looked, they ran the fastest time between plays in the league.
For the most part, they do.
By a bunch.
And there's no question about that. Yeah. They're if they're not up there, they're third or fifth. I mean, the point is they go fast. But it's not every, like, their three and outs usually don't take that. Like, there were years at Buffalo, for example, when they were so good out of the K-gun with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed and company. They were like, we're awesome in the two-minute drill. We're incredible. We got a maestro here. We got weapons galore. We're so good when we play hurry up. Let's just play hurry up all the time. And the rare occasion it would go bad, their three and outs would be, they'd be done in 45 seconds. And the defense, you know, Bruce Smith and Daryl Talley and all the guys would come right back on the field. That's, you know, I don't think that happens that often with this offense is kind of my point.
They're 12th, just outside of the top 10 in percentage of drives, by the way, that are three and outs. You'd like to be lower there if you're going to operate mm-hmm. with the tempo they do
yeah.
to that point in terms of helping the defense. But look, we wanted to get into Laramie Tunsil. We got a lot of show in front of us and some runway to do that. So we will get into what Cliff Kingsbury said about the big left tackle and the fact that he's going to break the bank probably this offseason or next because he's one of the better pass protectors in football. It's an interesting comment from Kingsbury for a guy who might need an extension from Washington this offseason. But I actually want to double-click on Kingsbury because it's been a while since we have taken the temperature of our audience on him. And it did seem like his approval rating was dropping, like everybody in the building, over the last several weeks. As you lose, that happens. And as your side of the ball, in his case, gets less effective, that happens. But I do think, maybe you can call it reactionary or recency or whatever after they had a good game against the Broncos. I just think if you look at the totality now of 12 football games, even as we're sitting here and they've lost 7 in a row and 8 of 9, I do feel like he has actually done a good job with the hand he's been dealt this year. And I wonder if people agree with that first. 800-636-1067. And just where are you at on Kingsbury? Like, we've had callers that have called up and said, I kind of hope he gets a head coaching job.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he was to leave.
If he got a head coaching job, that'd be awesome because then you could run a NFL offense like what Seattle's doing with Darnold, you know, one of those Shanahan-type offenses under center. I'd like to have my cake and eat it too, where I'd like Kingsbury to be here for the continuity that comes with the same offense for 3 years with your quarterback that is massive for a young developing player. But I would also like to incorporate more of those other things. There's no reason he can't or shouldn't be willing to do that. And if he doesn't want to do it to the offseason, that's fine. But I remember the Ben Standing piece where this guy watches every single play of every single NFL game
mm-hmm.
and every single Power 5 college football team in the offseason every year to try to find new creative things to do. Well, do that.
Yeah, he adjusts, but he's very slow to adjust. He does.
I don't know if he does. I mean, yes, as much as any coach does. But I would not say that that is a trait I would describe Cliff Kingsbury with, as saying, like, he is willing to, you know, he's malleable. I would say the opposite.
Well, it's fair, but I guess my point is, the reason everybody brought up correctly, by the way, the Cliff was he would do incredibly well as an offense for 8 games, 9 games, 10 games, whatever. Then defenses, presumably, would figure something out, and he wouldn't change. When we're screaming last year, when Jaden was busted up, they played good defenses, the offense wasn't the same, Terry's just trotting out to the left, there's no motion, there's no change, there's no nothing. Eventually, he did it. My point is, it takes a lot. You got to get punched in the mouth a lot of times. You go, okay, fine, if I walk into the guy's right hand, he's going to punch me in the mouth. I'll do something different. He does it eventually, but he's not quick to change, I would say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.